All right, Missy, I wanted to talk about this quick, relatively quick, topic about leaving your hometowns. On the last stream last night, I kind of went on this usual AD rant about living in Ohio and what that all really, what that all really was with, dealing with people who, just that culture and that mentality when you live in a place like, especially like a place like Ohio, where it's not a lot of gangster shit going on there. There's not a lot of people doing anything, outside the ordinary there, and if they do try, well, they're the weird and crazy ones. And if anything, people just kind of don't talk to them kind of thing. And it's scary to even go and try to do something, above and beyond average because it's just a part of humans. Like you want to feel normal along with other people and what they're doing. So I'm going to talk about a little bit more about my experience with leaving. So when I first left, I was only supposed to be gone. When I first came to Europe, I was only supposed to be here for about, that's my phone. I was only supposed to be here for about, let me turn it on, do not disturb. Okay. Yeah. So when I first left the US to come to Europe, I was only supposed to be gone for like 2 or 3, like no, about a month, about 3 weeks to a month, right? And I remember when I first left, my VA counselor, which she's my good friend now, but at the time she was my boss at the time. And I showed her where I was going, and every picture she's seen of anybody foreign, she's like, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. They're like, they're gonna scheme in a rock. That's that American way, man. Like, we don't know anything in America. Like, you know what I'm saying? If anything, people like because the US media trains Americans to be afraid of anything that's not American, right? Unless it's a beautiful French white woman or some shit like that, you should be afraid of it. Then that's just what America does to the people. And even then, that beautiful white French woman might be a spy or something. You know what I'm saying? That's what American media does to you. If it's not a guy from the UK, then it's a good potential. It's a scam type of shit. And that's just what our media pumps into its people, right? So I remember when I first left, and she was worried about me, blah, 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 blah. I end up staying, because I end up finding the girl. I end up, we end up making out a deal to get married so I can stay longer and all that. So when I went back to the US, I remember, see, this is going to also trickle into women always waiting at the finish line, and not just like women that you can potentially fuck, but like female friends and family members type of shit. Like your fat close female friends and close female family members, like you'll automatically like boost up once it's heard that you've accomplished something, right? But at the same time, with the close male family members and the close male friends and family members, they'll get intimidated by you for real. Like in most cases, I say most, if not all, they'll become intimidated by you from my experience with it. And so I remember when I first came back, and this, I just thought about this when I woke up this morning. When I first went back to the US, but when I first went back to Ohio, because I had to go to Florida first, I had to go to Jacksonville, Florida first, then I went to Ohio. And I remember there's this mall called Fairfield Commons Mall. I went to the mall and I thought I should visit this woman who was like my uncle's mom. She's like 80 years old, and she lived down the street from the mall. And I hadn't seen her in years, right? So I went to go see, just to see if I could find her house. I said, if I find her house, I'm gonna knock on the door and go in. So I remember I found that. Well, actually, I went to the wrong house first. I went to this guy, and he came to her. He goes, "Oh, you looking for somebody? They next door." I actually went to the wrong house. So I go to her house, knock on the door. She comes out, looks, sees who I am, and just lets me in, right? And then when I come in, then she recognizes me. I was like, "You didn't know who I was when you let me in?" And she goes, "Oh no, well, I seen your car, so I figured you must have been up to something good, so I let you in." Like, for real? Like, you let a complete stranger in your house just because of the kind of car they drive? Like, that's for real. that's not very safe to me. But that's like, again, that's women. Women, like, what? Woman just wants to see, woman just wants to see that you have accomplished something. And then it's like, you're all good after that type of shit. Like, once she can see it and verify it, and it's like, yeah, everything else goes out the window. Safety, health goes out the window after that. But But at the same time, it was also, you know, there, like I said, there's you know, everything changes, especially when you come out of a small town, small city, small state like that. And you fuck around, you go out and you do what's relatively impossible to the people there. See, to them, it's impossible to just go fly to Europe, don't know anybody, go make friends and you know, and acquaintances and fuck around and end up living there for years comfortably. That's impossible to the, you know, to that mindset. That mindset only knows, you know, go work in the factory, go work in retail, go work in fast food. Or if you get lucky, you can get some, you know, little office job or some shit like that. You know, something like that. That was the culture or the mindset of people I was in. So when you come back, like the female family members and the female friends, like they'll immediately, like they, woman can't help it. She's going to immediately categorize you on a higher level, especially if she can see that, he must have like, you know, an extra $20 in his pocket. Like they're automatically going to put you on that higher. And the thing is, like, before you get it, you think it'll be like you think it'll be cool. Well, okay, I say this. I would have thought it would have been cool to get that respect from women like that, even if it's like friends and family, and not to mention like, because they gonna tell their girlfriends, so then their girlfriend's gonna want to fuck you after they figured out what you did, right? So you would think that you know, relative, like, you know, low key fame would be fun to deal with, but all you do, you just see the piece of shit they really was the whole time, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the real part of it. Like what Eminem say, little groupie bitch, get off me, go fuck Puffy. You know what I'm saying? Like all you do is just see the piece of shit they were the whole time. And now, and the other side of, like, you know, leaving your hometown and then coming back like that. Okay, on the flip side, like the men in my life, like the men, the family members and friends of men, more times than not, they end up on this jealousy, envious, or just like feeling inferior to me type of shit when I walk in the room, especially like if I'm walking in the room with a woman who's close to them. So there was two cases of this. One case was a good friend of mine. I walked into his place. And it was that shit. Like I would tell stories, and you know, he really didn't have a lot of stories to tell because he'd been in Ohio for the last 5 years. So it's like he'd been doing the same shit over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm telling these stories of like where I traveled I remember I got this story where I had check crown, I had check crowns in my pocket, US dollars, Great Britain pound, and some other currency. I can't remember now. Euros in my bag, and I went to Poland, and they didn't have any. I went to a bar in Poland. They didn't have they didn't take card, and I didn't have any Polish zloty. So I was fucked up. I bought all this beer and I couldn't pay for it. But I showed them, look, I had all, you know, that's the story I tell, you know, people when I go back home. I showed them all, you know, these other four forms of currency I had, but they wouldn't take it. They go and take the Polish zloty. But they was cool about it. They said, fuck it, don't worry about it, man. Like we see you got money, you just don't have our money and you're foreign. So they didn't make a big deal out of it. So I would come with stories like that to people in Ohio. Well, like, women will be impressed by that because, like I said in the live stream, see, as a man, your value comes from adventure and scars. See, like, just having money by itself is cool, but like, what's going to make you interesting is going on that life adventure and attaining scars and, you know, and sticky situations to get out of and all that shit. You go back and tell a story about it later. That's why I tell the guys in live streams and in here. If you go out in the world, like, even if you fuck up, you still got a story to tell. Like, it's not going to be a complete loss, all right? You might fuck up with money, I get that. But let's say you go home broke as fuck. Well, you still got that story of people you met, you know, experiences, you know, seeing, you know, shit that you never thought you would have seen in your life, all that shit. So it's not going to be a complete loss, all right? So I will always have these stories. And on top of that, like, now this is kind of like a personal story. Like, I remember, like, and I called this exact scenario. I called this shit, like, literally within 5 minutes of me being there. I remember, so me and my brother, we have different moms, right? And my dad went down there to see him and his mom. And because he lives with his mom. And I think he's like 42. He lives with his mom. And, you know, doesn't, I mean, he's just never really, you know, never really, he has never really advanced to the levels that I went in life. I'll just be honest about it. All right. He never went to university, never, you know, just, you know, he's pretty much still, it sounds like I'm talking shit, but it's the reality. Like, still working in pizza joints, you know, they never really got any, you know, the ball rolling in life. All right. I'm not judging for just what it is. But so the reality of it is of where I'm headed with this is, I remember when we went down there, you know, so now I got this history. Okay. I went to the military. I finished school. I don't know how, four times. I moved to Europe, lived in Europe, speaking languages. And now I come down there wearing, like, I forget what brand name suit that was, but it was a nice tailor. I remember I think I was wearing a blue suit. And because my niece and nephew was like real impressed. Like, that suit fits you really fucking, like really good. I was wearing a tailor suit, showing up in a nice car, and here he is, like, sitting, you know, doing the same shit he was doing 5 years ago. You know, dressing like he's dressing, working the jobs he's working. And so when I come in there, it's like I am that intimidating factor. You know what I'm saying? Because I was the younger brother who was, like, always weaker and goofy and all that shit. And now I've grown into becoming something. And, you know, I become, you know, somewhat established in life. And he's still doing the same shit. So, but, okay, and even then, it's not because, okay, on the flips, I have another friend who actually went kind of far in life, but the fact that he never did the whole Europe thing, like he'll feel kind of intimidated by me type of shit. So it's not just my brother in his situation. It's just, like, when you come across, a lot of guys don't know how to accept that. Like, when you do some deeper shit like that, when you actually go off and okay, in the U.S. at least, when you go off and do that traveling shit, blah, 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 they'll be intimidated by you. So, and I'll be real about it. So when it comes to that topic, when it comes to that side of it, where the guy's intimidated, like, you low key be want to rub it in their face for real. Cause you remember when they would have, like, you know, made fun of you or talked, you know, laugh, made a joke out of you for saying it, you was going to do it and all this shit. So you for real want to make fun of them and rub it in their face. Like, ha, I did it. Here I am, motherfucker. Like, you want to, like, throw it in their face and shit. But the reality of it is, you got to be the bigger man. Cause now it's like, okay, well, if I do that, like, I'm just going to stomp him out now because he ain't do shit. You know, he can't compare with what I did. So if I rub it in his face, I'm just going to be a bully at this point. Essentially, you know, what they did to me before, and that shit doesn't feel good. So I'm going to try to just be cool about it. Right. But then at the same time, like, why y'all going to be talking? You going to have all these, like, you know, elaborate stories to go on. And now on top of that, you've gained even more, you know, personality and charisma because you've had to learn, like, in my position, I had to learn how to survive in areas where people didn't speak the language. So I had to, you know, I had to reach deeper to communicate and hit things on deeper and on more simple yet deeper levels, right? And I think that's what kind of makes me good for doing this YouTube shit. So when I would go back, like, it was this whole thing. So it would just really just become this uncomfortable, you know, situation where, like I said, like the women, like, you know, like now his mom was immediately in love with me. Like, she said, "You drive a BMW, don't you?" She ain't even seen my car. She goes, "You drive a BMW, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." And she was just impressed. And I'm going to go back to how I called that whole scenario, like, from the first 5 minutes. When I walked in there and seen how he was living, what he was doing for a living, and I seen his mom and all that shit, and how his mom was treated, was looking at me, like, the look in her eye, I knew exactly what was going to happen. And I called it, and it happened. When I left, she was going to start looking at my brother, him, and look at his life and what he became and start treating him like shit. And I think within, like, 2 weeks, she kicked him out. They got into an argument and she kicked him out. And I called that shit in my head, like, within the first, like, literally the look in her eyes that she gave me after, like, you, like I said, I had these stories of traveling and doing all this shit and meeting people from different countries and speaking other languages very poorly, mind you. But I had this, you know, this edge. And then her son's sitting there still working at Pizza Hut. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the last, and he's 40, living with her. That type of shit. I knew that was going to happen, dude. Like, I called that shit from, like literally the first 5 minutes when I walked in there. I knew it. He didn't have to do anything. He could have even cleaned up the house even better that night. She, because I know woman, she looked at him and went, oh. Because that better man came in the room. You know what I'm saying? That better man game. Even when it comes to kids and, you know, sons and shit, it's the same shit. Bitches do the same shit, dude. It's what they do. So in the end, what I want to get across, when you leave your hometown, see, when you leave your hometown and then bitches are women, female family members, bitches, blah, 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 they can actually, you know, see, they can validate that, yeah, Derek did X, Y, Z, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, like you will go up. And there's in the viewpoint from them, because again, women have no shame with this. They have no shame. I mean, some of them they'll try to say, oh, he ain't shit, blah 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 blah. They'll try to fight it, but woman's nature, like at the core, like she has no shame, dude. What, like, and like entrepreneurs and cars said, like women don't want to run the race with you. They want to set the finish line and wait for you at the finish line, and they will have no shame about it. Like I said, now some bitches learn to try to, you know, they'll hear guys like me say it. So they'll try to, you know, tailor what they'll actually, you know, say out loud to try to get guys' attention to go, oh, she's a decent one. But not like, no, this is what bitches around the world, universally, all women do this. They will wait for you. If they think it's possible to get on your good side once you hit that finish line, they all will wait for you at the finish line. Period. The only time they don't, again, is when she's been beaten down before in life and she thinks that she's lower. Like I said in the last stream last night, Kate Beckinsale's daughter. Kate Beckinsale's daughter's going to say some real shit because she's been beaten down her whole life by her mother being Kate Beckinsale. You know what I'm saying? She ain't going to never hit that height. So she got that reality check out of you. Now, her daughter's not bad looking, but she ain't going to hit her mom's area in life. So she's always going to be that, you know, in her mind, she's going to be like a 5.5, 6, because that's what she was in comparison to her mother. She's going to be that 5.5, 6. So she's going to be down. But for the most part, man, a lot of women don't go through that. There's a decent amount of women who do go through that, but a lot of women don't go through that. For the most part, like even when it comes to your female family, female friends, blah, 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 like a lot of them will do it. A lot of them that you have now immediately crossed into that higher plane, right? And now you are immediately like worthy of, you know, some respect. Not every female family member, but a lot of them will. A lot of them they'll and the feminine men, the feminine men that are near there. You'll immediately become that. And again, they have no shame in their game. They'll have no shame at all. Once they hear you did this, you're immediately, you know, at the top to them type of shit. Oh, yeah, and they'll stop the fucking world for you now. And like I said, on the flip side. With the man in your life, a lot of times they'll get intimidated by you. They don't really want to talk to you like that anymore because there ain't nothing they can, you know, because it's like, well, how can I measure up to that type of shit? Like, and so you end up kind of being like, okay, with the males in my family or friends that I had, there's a few who I can still talk to. And the thing about it, those few I can still talk to, it makes sense because they had either celebrities somewhere in a, I'm not saying I'm a celebrity, but somebody who did something out of the norm and was successful at it. That's a more concise way of putting it, and just a more proper way of saying it. They had people in their life, so they were used to that. So it doesn't intimidate them. You know what I'm saying? But like for most of the others, you know, whenever we get on the topic of talking in depth about anything or anything like that, no, like they really ain't trying to, you know, because they really ain't trying to hang around too long because it's that thing, man. Like they just can't, if we talk about a topic, like they just can't keep up in it. And then on top of that, they'll get embarrassed. If we're around like their wife or something like that, they'll get embarrassed about it because they can't keep up with it. And I get it. Like, you know, cause he don't want to look weak in front of his own wife or girlfriend and shit. I get that. But it really makes this imbalance. So on one end, like going off in life, leaving your hometown, like, yeah, I mean, you are always going to grow. Don't worry about that. You're always going to grow and learn deeper insights and grow and grow and grow. And I think it was like Benjamin Button said, you like when you go back to your hometown, the only thing that really changed was you because you went off and you grew a lot. You grew so much more. And them people who stayed in that hometown, they not really gonna grow a whole lot, man. They're just not. They're not. I mean, like having kids will make you grow a little bit for sure. I get that. You know what I'm saying? People start passing away. That'll help you to grow a little bit. But like on that deeper, you know, enriched side of being like completely solo and alone in the world, you just can't get that living in your hometown. And there's different smaller areas that you're gonna grow within that. And you just can't get that living in your home city, in your hometown. You are going to learn so many different ways of survival, so many more ways of reading into things and seeing the reality, so many ways of seeing yourself. Like I said in my older videos, when I left, that was when I first left, that was a big growth time for me. Cause like, it's hard to explain, but when you leave, it's like you can see. Okay, especially when you lead to an area where you don't speak the language, so you're kind of forced to just sit back and just watch because you can't understand what people are saying. You start to pick up on who is what as a human in the room much quicker because you can see it through just like body language, you know, style of dress, you know, attitude when talking, you know, manner, you know, attitude and, you know, movements while talking. You immediately start to you have to learn it much more, you know, much. Now you still be wrong from time to time, don't get me wrong. But you have to learn so much more. It's so much. For those of you who left or live in a different country, you get what I'm trying to say. Like you have to, you're pushed to learn a lot more. So when you go back to your hometown, it's like, you know, moving on, like moving on, like as on a 5-year-old's speed at that point, like, you know, because you've grown so much higher out of that shit. And again, growth is growth. And attaining scars is what's valuable to women. You see that, and growth and attaining scars can be intimidating to other men. So I'm gonna leave it off with that. Hopefully that made some sense because I feel like I just be rambling. I just woke up and I feel like I'd be rambling and shit. So hopefully that made sense. But anyway, yo, thank you for watching. Anybody and everybody who watches and likes or even clicks on anything that has my name on it, man, means a lot. I'm out of here. I'm gonna go pick up this mixer. This dude is selling this in Czech they call it kuchyni robot, but it's they call it just a kitchen robot in Czech. But it was not a blender, but the thing you mix up to make dough and shit with a mixer. He's selling a mixer, and then he's selling like a hand mixer for $10. And I've been wanting one for a while, but they here you can't find them even used. You can't find them. You'd be lucky to find one for $40. So he's selling one. He's selling both of them. They're a little older, but he's selling both of them for 200 crowns, like $10. But it's like 30 minutes away. It's on the other side of Prague, so I got to go drive to pick it up. So I'm gonna do that today. That's who was texting me at the start of the video. He's saying, "Yeah, come on through." You're actually. Oh wait, hang on. I show y'all the text messages. Yeah, this dude. Yeah, he was saying, "Yeah, come on through to come by the mixers." Oh, well, he'll call him. His number on there. My bad. Don't call him. It's a check number. Yeah, I'm going there at 3 and do that. But yeah, man, again, that hometown shit, man, and it's a hard hustle to get out of that shit, man. It really is. It's a hard thing to get out that culture. It really is. That close. And for those of you in Ohio, like, dude, I feel for you, dude, because that shit is rough. Is like it's Ohio is it's it, Ohio is one of them states like it's not built for you to get out. It's just not, because what happens is like there are like relative elites in that area, but them elites they don't let anybody in their circle. They don't want anybody new in their circle because they trying to get to the bigger elites. They trying to get to New York City. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't trying to be bothered with the lower class like me or possibly you. You know, so you got to figure out. You gotta it's a hustle to just figure out, yo, how the fuck do I get out of this? Like, how the fuck? I've been there, dude. Like that's what the military was. That's what the military for me was. It's like, yo, how the fuck do I get out of this shit? It's fucked up here. Many will even acknowledge it. They'll agree with you, but nobody. Ohio's one of those places where people were usually traveling to get to somewhere else. And just end up staying in Ohio, and then got stuck in Ohio, and can never get out. It's just it's one of those places, man. It's one of those places, and it's that thing where even the people there can acknowledge it sucks, but they're too afraid to leave. Which is pretty much the case on 95, 90%, percent of the American population, because right? it's this cult slash bubble slash Stockholm syndrome of a place, you know. And it's not just America. Every country has that going on. Czech Republic, once you get out of Prague, it's the same thing. Once you get out of Prague, it's the same thing in the rest of Czech Republic. They think that they're trying to get out, but they just don't know what to do because it's a bunch, because it's just, you know, a bunch of other people there and that don't know what to do. And everybody just kind of frustrated and mad. So all they can do is just drink beer and watch sports. And that's about the end of it. You know, like, and he just end up stuck in this twilight zone of the fucked upness for the next 40 years. Like, he just done. You know, you want to know what? I'm going to post a link on my Patreon for those who care from Collateral. And I tell you what, that movie Collateral, that was the thing that got the speech that Tom Cruise gives Jamie Foxx in that. That was the thing that got me back. That was what got me back up and got me back out. Because he says, for those of you who haven't watched Collateral, Jamie Foxx plays this, you know, this basic taxi cab driver, right? And Tom Cruise is a hitman. And Tom Cruise, he ends up, you know, getting Jamie Foxx as his driver, but he ends up pretty much like kidnapping him and making him drive him places. So they kind of end up becoming friends a little bit, but it's, you know, but they can't really be complete friends because of the situation. So Tom Cruise finally confronts Jamie Foxx on his life. And he says, look, like you, what do you want to do in life? You want to have a limousine business? How much money you got saved up? And Jamie Foxx says, oh, man, it's none of your business. He goes, yeah, someday. I get it. Yeah, someday you're going to make a limousine business. Someday you're going to get out. Someday you're going to get that girl who you can't even call that girl yet. Someday. But that's not the reality, dude. The reality of it is you're going to end up sitting in a lazy boy recliner, brainwashed by daytime TV, still thinking that someday it could have happened if it only wasn't, but if I just had $5 more. If I just had $5 more, that was what I used to say back before I seen Collateral. Now you say that about people. It's that mentality. If I just had $5 more, it'd be all right. If I just had $5 more, I'd be perfectly fine. But I don't have that $5, so ugh. You got to get as a man, you got to say fuck it, get the fuck up, get the fuck out, and get fucked up. That's it. But I'm gonna post that link, that speech to where Tom Cruise confronts Jamie Foxx, and I think it's called the toolbox theory. The toolbox fallacy, meaning like, because there's a lot of people on earth who suffer from the toolbox fallacy. The toolbox fallacy, from if I remember correctly, because I might be crossing shit, because once I cross shit on accident all the time, and also I pretty much just woke up. But if I remember correctly, the toolbox fallacy is a situation where, you know, it's a human thing where a guy has a toolbox with these nice, pretty, expensive, beautiful tools, and he has tons of it, right? He has a whole fucking garage filled with tools, right? And but he never uses them. And he always goes, well, one day I'm going to build that deck. One day I'm going to build that house. One day. But he never does. Because he's living in that comfort zone. Because the reality of it is, he's living in the comfort zone of believing he'll do something great one day because he has the tools. But he's never actually going to do it. And if I remember correctly, that's what the toolbox fallacy is. If I remember, which I could be wrong, but I'm going to post a link to that video. Yeah, so the toolbox fallacy is some deep shit. Because what it comes down to is the fear of failure. And I had a long talk with a friend of mine in Chescalipa about this. It's that fear of failure. Because I told him, and I hope he's a subscriber on here so he can see this video. Because I told him this in a bar, in his family's bar. He's better than Chescalipa. I told him, I would tell him that all the time. I'd say, like, dude, you are better than this shit. You need to go to Prague. You are better than this small town shit. You are better. I would tell him every time I see it, you are too good for this. But he's gonna fall into that fear of failure. I said, why don't you go to Prague? Well, blah, 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 blah. I said, no, that ain't it. After like, I think about 2 or 3 hours of talking, we got down to it. I said, no, what you're afraid of going out there trying and failing. That's what you're afraid of. You're not afraid of going there and trying. I don't think you see that. I think it's that fear of going out there, or like the toolbox fallacy. The toolbox fallacy is, see, that guy, he's afraid of going to try to build that deck and fucking it up and quitting. And then it'll kill that whole high he had from having that toolbox and collecting the sander, the drill, it's going to kill that high from have collected that and lived this flimsy belief that he would actually go out there and do it. See, it's more comfortable living in that. It's more comfortable thinking, well, I could have. There's so many men, close men, family members and friends. They fell into that same shit. Well, I could have done that. I could have done that, but I could have done that, but I could have. And it's the same shit, dude. I got close men, friends and family who did that shit. And 10, 20, 30, 40 years later, they still sitting in the same boat in Ohio doing the same shit, saying the same shit. Well, I could have. The toolbox fallacy. The core of the toolbox fallacy is it's the fear of going out there and failing. Right. So now you got to have this failure in your mind. And how do you work out a failure? Which goes into another topic. See, any fool can accidentally win. See, what separates people is how they deal with failure. Any fool can get lucky one time and throw a basketball up from the other side of the court and make it. But see, anybody can accidentally do that. But to actually go out there and practice some shit and deal with the failure and getting better and producing, you know, find a way to produce positive results after failing multiple times. See, that's what's going to separate people. For example, where I failed at it, I wanted to learn how to skateboard, right? I wanted to learn how to skateboard. And I failed one good time and that was it. I was too afraid of skateboards after that. And I got a huge respect for skateboarders, dude. Skateboard, that is a rough feel, because you got it. When you fall, you don't just like kind of fall, motherfucker. Like when you fall, like 1 minute you remember just everything cool. The next minute you remember thinking, wait a minute, I'm not balanced. And then the next minute, all you feel is just boom. like it's not, you don't see that shit. You don't like, you know, oh, I'm falling. I guess I'll just move my arm this way. No, like you fall on a skateboard, that shit is a hard fall, son. If you were lucky, you'd be lucky to have like a soft fall on a skateboard. And I ain't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes to do skateboard. I don't got it. And I accept it. I don't got it. I gave up. I threw that skateboard in the trash. That shit was over when I fell one hard time off that. I was in my dad's basement and I fell one time. That was it. Accepted that shit, moved on. I got huge respect for it. Anybody who skateboards, I got a huge respect for that shit. Because, yo, I don't have it. I don't got it. But, yeah, I'll let y'all go. I've been on 30 minutes. I'll let y'all go, man. I'm out of here. Y'all have a good night, good day, evening, night, whatever time you watch this. Yeah, so I'm out. Bye.